This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. The weekend attack on a village in northeast Nigeria blamed on Boko Haram left at least 110 people dead. This is the latest from the UN humanitarian coordinator in country speaking Sunday. And also said that the Saturday massacre was the most violent direct attack against innocent civilians this year. The victims were reportedly among laborers from Sokoto State in northwestern Nigeria, roughly 1,000 kilometers away, who had traveled to the northeast to find work. Nigeria's president condemned the attack, which took place as voters went to polls in long-delayed local elections in Borno State. The polls had been repeatedly postponed because of an increase in attacks by Boko Haram and a rival dissident faction with allegiance to the Islamic State. Also in Nigeria, the national electricity grid collapsed on Sunday. The Transmission Company of Nigeria said in a statement, power outages in Nigeria, the most populous nation in Africa, are common, but a system collapse is unusual. Iranian officials continue to blame Israel for Friday's killing of a nuclear scientist. But what will they do about it? AP Shelley Adler reports.
Retired U.S. Navy Admiral Bill McRaven says retaliation is on the way.
The Iranians are going to be in a position where they have to retaliate. I don't see any way around. We're going to have to save face. And so now the issue becomes, what does that retaliation look like? Does that then begin to escalate the problems in the region? And that's not going to be good for anybody.
As for what country Iran will focus on?
Iran, either suspects or knows that Israel was responsible for this attack. And then, of course, kind of by association, they're going to assume that we either collaborated with it or, at a minimum, were witting of the Israelis' actions.
Nick Raven spoke